Welcome to Hot Weekly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, a weekly podcast for the haunted attraction haunt entertainment community. Whether you're an actor, owner, or just plain aficionado, we aim to be a podcast for you. And happy holidays. It's now the holidays are definitely in full effect.
Yes.
Man, the winter colds are setting in, too, apparently. I am sniffly. I am stuffy. I am overheated. I am cranky. It's Christmas.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah, it's Christmas time. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say about that. But yes, we hope that your holiday season is indeed going quite well. And we have a topic for something that you can be doing, or things you can be doing, I should say, for your haunt right now. And we're going to get to that in a minute. First thing is first, if you didn't know, if you clicked on the wrong podcast and you were surprised to get here, This is Haunt Weekly. You can find us at hauntweekly.com or Haunt Weekly on Twitter, Haunt Weekly on Facebook. YouTube.com/Haunt Weekly is our YouTube channel. We're also on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, we're probably already there.
Yeah.
But yes, as I indicated earlier, we have a topic this week that I gave myself a challenge. I pictured in my brain where the average haunter was
right
this time of year. And I imagine many of you are either on your way to see family, friends, etc. You're attending parties at work or whatever else.
Right.
And basically, you're in the seventh circle of hell. I have no idea what the seventh circle of hell actually was. It just probably feels like it.
Yeah.
But yes, I wanted to find ways that you could work on and improve your haunt, no matter where you are or what you're doing, if you just need to get away from family for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good topic.
It does.
Goes well with the season. But first thing is first, conference reminders. We'll keep it short this week. We've got to do a reevaluation of all of them probably for next week.
Right.
But yeah, all right. It is an odd episode. Crystal, kick it off. Oddball.
Yes.
Of course I'm going to say it.
Uh-huh. Okay, January 17th through the 19th, it's HauntCon Halloween and Party Expo here in New Orleans at the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. It will be featuring us. We will be speaking, and also we're doing a tour or something on the 17th.
We have an event up on our Facebook page at Haunt Weekly. RSVP with that, please.
Yes, please. Okay, HauntCon.com for more info on that.
Yes, there's a lot going on with that. We are opening up our haunt. It'll be our opening for the year, the season.
Right.
We were forced closed by the road construction. We will be open.
Yes.
For you guys.
We may still have road construction.
But it's much easier to herd a dozen or so relatively sober adults to our front door than it is hundreds of children.
You expect people to be sober. That's adorable.
I said relatively. I didn't say fully.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot.
No.
But yes, there's a big difference in those challenges.
Yeah, and also if you're getting into town early or staying late and want to hang out, just let us know. We'll be happy to grab.
Get in touch with us. We're up to do all kinds of neat things with you guys. You guys are cool. We want to hang out.
We go out a lot, so.
Yeah, anyways, that's HauntCon.com for more information. I don't know if you said it, but I'm throwing it out there again.
Mm-hmm.
After that, February 21st through the 23rd in Pomona, California, it's HauntX, the Haunters DIY Expo at the Fairplex. They'll be touring Asylum Haunted House, a lights on and a lights off tour. Can't beat that. Also features a costume ball, HauntX, just Haunt and the letter X.com for more details.
Okay. Then finally for this week, it's May 15th through the 17th, Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. It features a ghost hunt, costume party, and haunted house tours. More info as it becomes available at OhioHalloweenAndHauntersConvention.com.
Yeah, a lot of neat stuff there. And by the way, quick shout out to Jape's Palace for the pulling off and successfully having the Xmas edition of the Lost Souls Chicago bus tour. I have been seeing the social media post about it.
Uh-huh.
It looks like it was an awesome time. And I want to say Christmas Bonesaw, Christmas Brewster Bonesaw is, I think better than even like regular Brewster Bunsell, which is already very awesome.
Yeah.
But I think I like the Christmas one just a little bit better.
It did look like a fun time.
Looked like a great time had by all. Look for it next year.
Yeah.
If you're in the Chicagoland area, look for it next year. It's an awesome tour and well worth it. It's a great money value on top of being an absolutely amazing time. Mm-hmm. All right. So what's going on with our haunt? walls everywhere, walls.
Yeah.
We went out three times this past week with the intent of putting up one or more walls.
Yes.
So even though we had finished construction previously, outside of the one build we still have to do,
right?
We had we were looking at things and said, you know, we've got this time, the weather's good, we've got the money. Why don't we fix a few of the things that we screwed up?
Yeah, exactly.
We saw some opportunities for what seemed to be easy fixes. And the mentality we've had is we've learned a lot in the past, you know, damn near 15 years of haunting.
Right.
We learned a lot. And we wanted, and when we first started, we did some things not very right. And we wanted an opportunity to kind of do some of those over.
Right.
And a lot of it has to do with the panels we used and so forth. And so we saw some opportunities to make a lot of improvements. So three times this past week, we went out there with the intent of putting up a wall or reskinning something or whatever.
Yeah.
And tore more out.
Exactly.
Ended up actually tearing out nearly a third of the haunt.
Yeah.
Almost completely. Outside of some of the raw frame, we tore out so much.
Yeah,
now,
we
the
did.
Good news is it's starting to go back up now.
Yes,
this
exactly.
This weekend, we got the first few back in place, and it does look significantly better.
Yeah.
And in the long term, this is going to be a huge asset.
Right, exactly.
So I'm very happy with what we have done and where we are still, but it's just really frustrating to have so many times us go out there and go, okay, we're going to put this up at this. But hey, you know, this won't go well with that, or we have to remove this before we can do that.
Yeah.
And why is this here again?
Yeah.
That famous question, well, that's there because of this. Well, then we have to redo that. You know, it's just, it's a chain reaction.
Yes, it's a scope creep.
Yeah.
Or a scope shift, at least. The yeah. very least.
Yeah, but the new walls are going back up. They are much prettier, much sturdier.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're paying for sins we committed a decade ago.
Yeah, the walls that have come down are literally some of the oldest walls in the haunt.
You know, and we've made a lot of shifts. I think the two biggest shifts we've done is, one is we switched to only using 8-foot panels now.
Right.
They're easier for us to support. They're better for line of sight and light leaks.
Yeah.
They just work better.
Yeah. But and we had them at one point. I don't remember why we changed that.
Well, we changed it, and I was about to say, the reason we started incorporating some 6- and 7-foot panels was because of the garage door.
Right.
The garage door created a problem because that reduces the overhead, and an 8-foot panel will not fit in that area of the haunt.
Right.
But what we ended up doing, and I think the smart thing, was we said that first room has to be built with prop-based layout.
Yeah.
We got that big cabinet thing that'll probably just be a fixture for at least a few more years.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got a bar that we put in there and a few other elements. It's a room, but now it doesn't use any panels. Instead, all the panels are in the other 3/4 or, you know, 4/5 of the haunt.
Right.
And now that means we can have all 8-foot panels. But previously we had a bunch of panels in that room because we had snake effects and things. So we
right.
had a lot of these short panels and we repurposed them elsewhere and it created a nightmare with decoration and light and lighting.
Right. It did do that. But I think one of the other reasons we did it the way we did it and switched back to 8-foot where we did was because it's easier to brace a 6.5 or 7-foot wall to a 7-foot wall than it is a 6.5 to an 8-foot wall.
Yeah, that's true. We were constantly struggling with how to brace A to B. And now that we have all of our panels going in at the same height,
right.
bracing gets a lot easier.
Exactly.
So that's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's going to look much, much better and it's going to make much less work for us down the road.
Right.
We should, like I said, we're still going to be ready for the 17th. I don't know if we're going to have the full entrance sequence done.
the queue line?
No, between the queue line and the first room.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to do that. And the reason for that is I don't think I want that up, you know, January through October.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
That's a later discussion. But the haunt itself will definitely be done. Not worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a great tour.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this. As far as the road goes.
Yeah, we're still on a dirt road right now. Yeah. Now it's got trenches.
Yeah, now it's a dirt road plus trenches. And you saw the trenches you came home today.
Yeah, I did.
It's not a pretty trench.
No.
You could lose your car in that.
You could.
Or at least two of your tires in it.
Yes. So now we have trenches on both sides.
Yeah. Because they're supposed to go through and start placing the curb. There's only one problem. If you are listening to this on Monday or Tuesday, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
pull up the New Orleans forecast real fast.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked.
Yeah. Cause
it's a wee little bit fucked there, laddies.
Yes. For them to actually put the curb down, it cannot be raining, and it has to be above 58 degrees.
For at least a certain period of time.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it is.
A week.
No. I think it takes a week to cure. I think it only has to be above 58 for a certain period of time.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact arrangements, but still, it has to be hot enough and dry enough is the main thing.
Yeah.
And it ain't either.
No.
You lose on both points right now.
Yeah.
You're looking to lay concrete. So, good God, it's so frustrating. And the street is, it's drivable in that you can go right down the center, but it is not parkable.
Right. And, you know, you can only drive through it if some asshole isn't blocking the other end with a U-Haul.
And some asshat neighbor told Ellie she couldn't park in front of her house today. Yeah, I'm going to go throw rocks at that bitch's house later. Are you going to come with me?
Oh.
It was the one next door to the salmon house at the corner.
What?
On Huntley.
Okay, well, we'll have to talk about this later. They don't care about this.
Yeah, they don't care about this. But yeah, I'm going to throw rocks at a window or something after this because they were mean.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the situation right now. We have no idea if we're going to have roads by the time HauntCon comes.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we do.
Yeah.
Be nice. It would make things easier. But if not, please do not get so drunk that you can't stumble through a couple of yards on the way to a haunted house.
Yes, yards with, you know, questionable divots.
and drop-offs and...
Yeah.
Just come prepared for a little traipsing, possibly, if you come on the 17th.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be, you know, done.
I hope so. It better.
It should be.
Okay, it should have been done before it ever became an issue for our haunt.
Yeah, I know that, but it should be done within the next month, I would hope.
It took him 2 months to do the other side.
Well, we're a month in.
Actually, no, it took him two or three? It was a long
one. It doesn't matter.
Anyways, let's move on. So anyways, it's that time of year. Let's get to the actual topic at hand.
Yes.
It's that time of year, folks. Basically, people are slipping away for the holiday week. It's in fact, this is what I call the worst week for work. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of places are taking off next week, or a lot of people at least, are taking off next week and possibly the week after
right.
through New Year. So a lot of us are sliding into 2 week vacation.
Yeah.
Or as we're calling it, 2 weeks of haunt work.
Yes. Exactly.
A lot of people are sliding into that. So this week now, the one we're recording and publishing this, nobody's doing shit. Everyone's in the office.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But no one cares.
No.
No one really gives a damn.
No, I have 2 parties this week. I'm pretty sure that's going to be my life.
Yeah. So, yeah, nobody's doing any work. Even haunters are idle.
Mm-hmm.
I know from experience, many haunters, as their way of recovering and self-caring a little bit from the haunt season, will take all of November and December off. They won't even look at the haunt, basically.
Yeah.
And hey, if that's you, I get that.
Yeah.
Power to you. I'm not trying to change you.
Nope.
But
take the you time that you
take
need.
Do you, please? This podcast is there if you're looking for suggestions.
Yes.
Not requests or demands. These are ideas.
Yes.
Not orders. So, yeah. I do have to say, Christmas haunts are now changing that November, December all thing a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess some are probably going to be taking January, February because they slip out of regular season, have to prepare for the Christmas haunt. Christmas haunt shuts down probably this week, you know?
Yeah, I think most of them are.
Rather, this weekend or the previous weekend.
Right.
And the result of that is, you know, just now you get your first real break.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways. So, you're probably going to spend time with family and friends and maybe at awkward parties and whatnot. And if you happen to have your laptop or you happen to have a means of work with you, the good news is there are a few things you still can do and possibly even should do in some cases to help improve your haunt. Now, here's the thing. I wanted this to be stuff that you could do. I pictured the average haunter with like an eggnog in one hand, a laptop on their lap, and doing things now in December that will benefit them further down the road and in the season. And so I came up with a whole bunch of things here that we're going to go into, seven of them to be exact. So yes, here are seven things that you can do for your haunt that right now that will save you significant headaches later. And one thing about nearly all of these, they're going to be easier and cheaper to do now as opposed to later. So think about it. All right. First things first, though, some things we're going to assume you've already done.
Yes.
If you haven't done these, now's a good time.
Yeah.
First, that you've analyzed the 2019 season at least somewhat. Basically, a discussion of what went right, what went wrong, how good were the numbers, so on and so forth. Sort of figuring out what needs improvement or where you have the opportunities for improvement, at least. I'm going to guess you've already at least discussed and maybe roughly planned your major changes and improvements. I'm going to guess, and if this is more for our northern friends,
right,
that you have already taken the steps needed to prepare your haunt for winter.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they did that in September.
I'm pretty sure, too, but it depends on how far north you go, really.
Yeah.
I mean, here in New Orleans, winterization is what?
Well, yeah, we don't really have winter here. Seasons, what are
those?
But
if you're like in the middle of the country, you might not have done your winterization stuff until after season.
Yeah.
Because you probably weren't facing significant hard freezes and things like that until November-ish.
Yeah.
You know, so basically I hope that you've already, if you're in Maine, you probably have permanent winterization or something.
Yeah, our seasons are a little bit different here. They're Mardi Gras season, festival season, hurricane season.
Halloween season.
Well, that's just us.
I mean, New Orleans.
The city is starting to.
Halloween is the second biggest holiday for Bourbon Street.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
So it's not nothing. That you've shut off any unneeded utilities, done all the maintenance-y type
doing
stuff.
Doing all the stuff that you can to save on what you're paying for the year-round part of your haunt.
Yeah, turn off anything you ain't going to use. Properly stored your stuff. My God, if you have not properly stored your makeup, cough, cough, makeup, you could actually make people sick.
Yeah, not only that, but you could also ruin it because I was at a haunt con a few years ago in a talk and someone had put silicone makeup next to latex makeup and ruined the entire batch of both. So hundreds of dollars that had to be replaced and it was unopened. So it would have been good for the next season.
Yeah. Proper storage of all your stuff, your perishables, and also review your security camera footage.
Yep.
See what scares are working, what's not, where your problems are, etc. All things you should have done by now. But hey, the security camera footage might take a long time. If you have remote access to it, kind of consider that the eighth thing you can do.
Yeah, I could see doing that at a family party.
Yeah, that'd be
sitting
fun.
There.
Look at this guy get so scared.
Sitting in there in a corner with my laptop watching people get scared and laughing.
Drinking eggnog.
Yes. That totally sounds like my way to spend a party.
Yeah, if your family lived in a place and knew what the internet was.
Continuing on.
I see them doing that. Okay, first actual item. Planning your advertising. This sounds a little crazy, but if you do professional advertising of any stripe, the best time, the real go time for planning your campaign is going to be January, February. And this includes everything from potentially buying your spots, but also in terms of shooting and recording commercials, for example. Yeah. Prepping your ads, etc. You don't want to be doing this stuff while you're also in the run-up to opening.
Right.
When you're in the run-up to opening, you want to be focused on the haunt, not its marketing.
Right.
Most people will tell you that if you want to start promoting a haunt, the time to start looking at your ad campaign is basically in the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. Why not do it now?
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah. Look. And you've done some research on like billboards. Couldn't you get a deal for buying it at the beginning of the year for October?
And that's one of the things, the further out, it's a bit like airline tickets.
Yeah.
Typically, the further out you make the purchase, the better of a deal you get.
Yeah.
It may not be a huge difference in some cases, and much like actual airline tickets, you might be able to snag some last minute deals on the other side.
Right.
You know, if there's unused space and they need to get rid of it, that might happen. But I was never a price line guy.
Well, you know, and you can't guarantee that you're going to get the spot you want. I mean,
I was more Faircaster, less Priceline. I'm buying my airline tickets.
Yeah. For the longest time, the mortuary had the one right outside House of Shock.
Yeah.
Had the billboard. And I'm positive they paid for that well in advance.
Oh, you know, they had it years and years and years. I'm pretty sure they paid for like a 5-year run of that.
Yeah.
They went all out on that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Basically, start thinking about it now. And even if you're not actually doing the research or making the actual buys, you can start thinking about what you want. You can decide what ads you want to buy, think about what your budget's going to be, who your target market is, and what the best formats are to reach them.
Yeah.
Think about what you want your ads to look and sound like, and start pitching, you know, and start picturing the perfect ad you want and the perfect customer to see that ad. Mm-hmm. Basically, the idea is this. Even if you don't actually, you know, start making the buys now, when you go in to meet with those ad people, you will have a much better idea of your wants and your needs. And that'll make the conversation go much, much easier. And the ad work will go a lot better.
Yeah.
This is something real easy to do right now from the comfort of your home, eggnog in hand.
Yes.
And long story short, you will lay the groundwork for when you actually do go in, ideally January and February.
Yeah.
Second, I hate this one, but it's got to be said.
Yes.
Get the damn taxes together.
Yeah, exactly.
January's coming quick, dudes and dudettes. Yeah. It's coming fast. Get your books together right now. Get all your receipts in one place. And if you have an accountant helping you, go ahead and send it if your expenditures are done. If you've already paid your last rent and last utility bills, for example, send it all to your accountant.
Yeah.
Why now? Because that fucker's going to be busy in about a month and a half.
Exactly.
Send it now. They will probably buy you a bottle of Christmas wine to say thank you for giving them work at a time which they had almost none and probably could use the money.
Yeah.
Seriously. And also, now's the time to be thinking about any last-minute deductions
right.
that you want to take. Are there any supplies you want to purchase and get on this year's taxes? Is there any investments you can make? Mm-hmm. You know, this is the tick-tock. You've got a few more weeks here to make expenditures for your future and get the tax deduction on 2019.
Right.
So, be thinking about that. Would like to remind, obviously, we are not tax experts. My tax expertise is brought by Tax Act.
Yeah.
By Tax Act. You know, long story short, talk to an actual tax expert. And hey, you can do that now.
Yeah.
You can even do that via your computer and a video chat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real easy thing you can do. And once again, they're not as busy right now.
Yeah. I mean, we've gotten advice a couple of times, long time ago. I think the most useful is to remember that things, even like cell phones, are business expenses.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a first-time business owner...
If it's primary uses for business, it's a business expense.
Yes. If you're a first-time business owner or newly to it, those things that you bought, you know, to use every day can sometimes have a deduction attached.
Yeah, that's one of the things. As a sole proprietor, you know, I get a lot of benefits because, as you just said, a lot of the things I would own even if I weren't in this line of work.
Right.
But since I primarily use them for work, become deductions.
Exactly.
And this is on the advice of my lawyer. This is on the advice of tax experts.
Right.
So, like, would I have a laptop if I were not working for myself? Absolutely, I would.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a laptop. It's going to happen. But since the laptop spends about 80-90% of its time on work, it now becomes a deduction when I buy one.
Right.
Keep the ball rolling.
Exactly.
That easy. Stuff like that.
Did you need to buy tires for your vehicle?
Car that you primarily use for the company or significantly use for the company?
Yeah.
Because there's the deductions for vehicles work weird, and I've never.
Speaking of which, we need to like count how many times we've had to rent a Home Depot truck. We forget that every year.
Anyway, so yeah, tax stuff. Get it in order, and even if you don't get it to your account now, get your stuff ready so that on January 1st or as soon as possible thereafter, you can dump on them because you want to get that to your accountant or your tax prep service as quickly as you can.
Yes.
The earlier you can do it, the faster it is, and the less likely they are to chew you out.
Right.
Trust me. Everyone's happier. Okay. Make supply purchases. This goes along with the second one. But here's the thing. The other element of buying supplies now is depending on your region, a lot of supplies are going to be cheaper right now.
Yeah.
If not outright cheap. Check your local lumber supply and building supplies for some good deals.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Not a lot of home construction takes place this time of year.
Right.
Home construction is typically, especially in northern areas, is typically spring, summer, into autumn. That's a seasonal thing.
Right.
Because, you know, you don't want to be in negative 200 goddamn degree temperature trying to build a house, you know?
Yeah.
So it's more seasonal. So lumber yards might be offering discounts to get some of those supplies off their damn lots.
Right. And I know for us here, storm season prices surge up.
You know, even if there's not a hurricane.
No.
Doesn't matter.
Nope. Because if any, on the off chance that, well, not really the off chance, but
on
when.
The likely chance.
On the likely chance that a storm hits somewhere around us.
Yeah.
All of the lumber prices in the area are going to be
skyrocketed. And it's especially hard hitting on plywood.
Yeah.
So buy plywood and things as much as possible in the winter months. Less home construction, no storm issues, et cetera. If you wait until haunt season or haunt construction season,
right.
You're going to pay more.
Yeah. And if you're someone who goes on like the marketplace and stuff, people are probably going to be selling more of their crap they want to get rid of to try to raise a little extra money to buy Christmas
presents.
Oh, you're
in the heart of garage sale season. You're in the
heart
of Facebook marketplace season. That's not a bad idea either. Start scoping some of those out for the random weird crap you can find to decorate your haunt.
Yeah.
Trust me. Get some good, good deals that way. I mean, yeah, okay, the pool noodles are gone.
Yeah.
But so what? There's a lot of actual real building supplies to be had much cheaper. 2x4s at our local Home Depot are probably about 25% off their peak value during the summer. And the plywood was much cheaper when we bought it.
The plywood was.
And we'd seen it previously. So, yeah, make purchases now if you can. And here's the thing. You don't necessarily have to pick it up.
Yeah.
Make the purchase, pick it up when you get back from your family vacation.
Right. Also, if you're looking to have air conditioning installed in your haunt, right now is the perfect time. Because people don't think about air conditioning when
AC's
it's cold.
Yeah, if you're going to add air conditioning to your haunt, it's a good point. Call the AC people now. They're thirsty for work.
And they're running deals.
Yeah, deals on the equipment and the labor.
Yeah.
We had ours replaced. Admittedly, we had a friend do it, so we got an extra good deal. Mm-hmm. We had ours replaced October.
Couple months. Yeah.
I think it was October. Still well after most people were even pondering air conditioning.
Yeah.
All right. So number 4. Plan your after Christmas purchases. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Hear me out. I've got a plan here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of Christmas either, but after Christmas sales are lit.
Yes, and we're not just talking about to do a Christmas haunt.
No.
That's not what we're here for.
No. You can find plenty of things useful in your haunted attraction or your haunted or haunted house display or your yard display. Do you need extension cords, lights, cord carriers / wraps, bulbs, power stakes, remote controls, projectors, screens for those projectors?
Yes. Have you ever been to the storage section for like wrapping paper Christmas ornaments?
Storage boxes.
Yes.
You know what? I don't give a rat's ass if my storage boxes are red and green. If they're $1.50 each, I'm buying a fuckload.
Exactly.
Merry fucking Christmas to me.
Yeah.
I got Rubbermaid. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, it's also great for costumes and fabric items too.
Like that's how we got the box that the power box that mm-hmm. organizes all the that makes all the lights blink yeah. to music.
Yeah.
That was a Christmas thing.
Yeah. Yep. We got that. It was only $25, I think.
Yeah.
For normally like 80 yeah. something like 80 or 90. We got for yeah. 25. Yeah.
We're like, yeah. what's this thing? Oh, that's freaking awesome. That's going to look great with our display. We don't do it anymore. And it did work great, but...
Well, we still used it for powering because it is still yeah. a good... And it is nice to have the option.
Right.
But also keep an eye open for craft stores. Like I said, yeah. costuming and fabrics and things. Those are actually... At craft stores, they're on sale now.
Yes.
This is the week of sales for craft stores because basically craft stores are assuming you bought stuff early in December to make for Christmas.
Right.
Where, like, Walmart, you're buying stuff to give on Christmas. There's a difference. There's a time shift there.
Yeah.
So, Michael's, Joann's.
Yeah.
Any of those types of stores are going to have great deals on fabrics and things like that. The mm-hmm. the faux fur.
Yes, exactly. The
which
faux
is useful
fur.
For not just Christmas stuff. It's useful for almost anything. You want to make a Yeti costume.
Yes, you can make lots of monsters have fur. And... You know, I've been watching the sales and going and buying some occasionally, just because fur is easy to use.
Yeah.
And it's 60-70% off right now. So why not?
Yeah. One you added in the show notes, security systems.
Yes.
This is porch pirate season.
Yep.
After Christmas, a lot of those security systems are going to go on deep discount.
Right.
Keep an eye on them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't forget things like mistinted paints.
Mm-hmm.
People are doing Christmas painting projects. Mistinted / oops paint, as it's mostly called.
Right.
It becomes available more broadly in different colors than you would see in the rest of the season.
Right. And I would expect to see a lot of red.
A lot of red.
You need some red walls? You might need some red walls.
Yeah. Wagons are also useful things like that. Things for transporting and storage.
Mm-hmm.
And also just Christmas decorations themselves. They can be used in a haunted house. There's... No, not even in just a Christmas haunt.
Right.
You can use a lot of the Christmas decorations for a variety of things.
Yeah. Are you going to have a snowy scene? That's the time to buy this stuff.
Buy a snowmaker. But buy it December 26th. Don't buy it right now.
Yeah.
Buy one of those little snow blowy thingies that they have.
Yeah. I was thinking of like the snowflake lights and
yeah.
stuff.
You can buy that too. And, you know,
fake snow for the ground.
Yeah. You can buy all that stuff super cheap December 26th.
Yeah.
Plan those purchases now. Do them after the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, design work. In episode 193, we talked about CAD and haunting. Here's the thing about CAD, especially if you have a decent laptop, you can do it from anywhere.
Yes.
Take your measurements, build your template, do it all now. And then when you go visit family and you've got the eggnog in your hand, you can just tinker with it and set up things.
Yeah.
And start working on it. It's the perfect time to start designing and planning your haunt. Because that leads to decisions about what you need to buy. This leads to decisions to how you're, you know what I mean? Everything stems from it.
Yeah.
So now is a great time to do your CAD. Also, you know, get it so that you can start slinging panels first thing in January should be the goal.
Right.
Or at least know how many panels you need to build if you're not slinging them.
Yeah.
So yeah. Now's the perfect time to take a look at your haunt's layout and find ways to improve it. Basically, get on it. Get on it, little buddy.
Yeah, we also forgot to mention earlier tool sales.
Oh!
Because there's a ton of tool sales right now because dads like tools as the
yeah.
stereotype. That's the stereotype, but that's true.
Well, that's the one thing that's always really interesting. It's like tools go on deep discount for Black Friday.
Yeah.
Every year. And we usually buy something. We didn't this year. I think we're tooled out. And then they stay at a modest discount until like a week before Christmas.
Yeah.
And then the sales get dropped like a bad habit, basically. Oh, you didn't buy your dad a fucking tool set? I mean, now you're paying full price, asshole.
Yeah.
And then after December 26th, they're going to try to shuffle the overstock.
Exactly.
So, something to think about. So number 6, audio design. Is it too early to do haunt audio design? No. It never is.
Mm-hmm.
Find songs and creepy sound effects you want to use and are correctly licensed.
Yes.
Think about the various sections in your haunt. Think about the sounds and the music that go with them. And then find the files and do the basic audio mixing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. It's not hard.
No.
There are plenty of audio mixing and audio design courses you can take on 100 websites. YouTube is a great resource if you're curious about this. But look, guys, it ain't that hard. I do it every week.
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, I don't do much editing on purpose.
Right.
But I still have to do the intro and all the overlapping stuff. I have to weave things in.
Right.
So, yeah, it's something. But and I also do much more robust audio editing for the Haunt. If I can do it, my deaf ass can do it, mm-hmm. you can do it.
Yeah.
It's easy. So, yeah, figure out how you want your Haunt to sound and start getting some of your things together to make it sound that way.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't do the actual design, getting the elements in one place and having it organized and ready to go is going to make things a lot easier when you do.
Right. I would actually put this in with your plans, like your CAD plans. Make a note, creepy doll music or something in this room, or, you know.
Yeah.
Different ideas for types of sounds that you want where.
Yeah, long story short, be thinking about the audio aspect of it. This is because, okay, we're the worst at this.
We are terrible at this.
And this is definitely a do as we say, not as we do moment on the.
Which, yes, we've had great sound design once.
Yeah. One of the worst things we are the worst at is planning sound design because we usually don't think about it until last minute.
Right.
And we've had great sound design a few times because we finished up early enough. I had a day or two to really dedicate to it.
Yeah.
And that's just it. It doesn't take that long.
No.
If I can really sit down and do it, I can, for our small haunt, I can typically do all the sound design, including 30-minute looping files, mm-hmm. in a couple hours.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. You know, mm-hmm. we have an easier time on the licensing side because we're not a business.
Right. But we also use a lot of free to use music, yeah. And you know,
no, we didn't with the doo-wop music.
Well, no, we didn't.
That was fun though. That was a fun year.
Yeah.
All right, and the final one for thing you can do right now to basically improve your haunt for next year: start working on your website and social media.
Yeah.
Here's the thing: if you're running a haunted attraction, your website is probably crap. Playing the odds. It's not a personal insult.
No, we've just seen a lot of them.
I just think about 75 to 85% of all haunted attraction websites are utter crap.
Yeah.
I mean, even mine is barely marginally better than crap. And the only reason it's better than marginally better than crap is because it puts all the information right there.
Right.
We do that very well.
Yeah.
As far as, but, you know, we're a free haunt. I have like 10 seconds of time during haunt season to really focus on it.
Right.
Maybe I'll focus on it now.
Maybe.
Maybe if I have some time. Well, the problem for us is we're actually building the haunt.
Yeah.
For January 17th. So maybe I'll focus on the site design after January 17th.
Right.
And that way, you know, I'll have, you know, 10 months or so in order to really hone in, 9 or 10 months to work on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, your website's probably crap. So this is a good time to sit down, really look at it, and update it. What I would advise you to do, especially if you got a family get-together,
mm-hmm.
this is something you can do. Sit down, Uncle Joe and Aunt Jane and all that stuff, sit them in front of your laptop and say, okay, this is my website. I want you to tell me the hours we're open on a given day.
Yeah.
Tell me, how do you get to my haunt?
Right.
And watch them struggle to do it.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, you're gonna say, but Aunt Jo and Aunt Jane, you know, Aunt Jane and Uncle Joe are freaking idiots.
Yeah.
So are a lot of your customers.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
Yeah.
Stop assuming intelligence in people. Your life goes a lot better when you figure that one out.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. So just realize, oh God, they're idiots. They can't find it. Instead of blaming them, blame your website. You have the obligation to make an idiot-proof website.
Yeah.
Not for them to be a better idiot.
Right.
Though it would be nice if they would be a better idiot sometimes. I mean,
it would.
But still, sit them down, have them use the website, figure out what the deal is. Maybe now's a good time to update it with new images. You have been taking images, right? You've been taking photos of things.
Right.
As you go, right? Just asking. If so, update your site with some of the new photos. Maybe now's the time to add your 2019 gallery to help pimp your 2020 season.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. But find, the main thing though is to find the pain points on your website. We talked about this in a previous episode.
Right.
About how to build a haunted attraction website and what you need to have front and center. And the long story short is the who, what, when, where, why, how
mm-hmm.
of it. Who are you? What are you? When are you open? Who, what, when, where are you? Why should I go to you specifically? And how do I pay money? And how do we complete this transaction?
Right.
You need all those questions answered. Boom. Ideally, when the site first loads.
Yeah. And you can also, with a lot of platforms and with a lot of sites, you can forward post a lot of posts.
Mm-hmm.
So you can set up posts so that they'll just come out automatically.
Yeah.
So you don't have to post all of your photos right now. You can set it up to post one a week or something.
Yeah. And if you use a company like Sinister Visions or whatever,
mm-hmm.
now's a great time to touch base with them about updates.
Yeah.
Why? Because in September, they're going to be busy.
Yeah.
All in September, they're going to be crazy.
Yes.
It's like trying to talk to a tax person on April, what is it, May 15th? Or when's tax day? It's March 15th. It's March 15th. It's April 15th. That was right. God damn it. I second guessed myself.
Yeah.
It's April 15th.
April 15th.
Yeah. It's like trying to talk to a tax person on April 14th.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it.
No.
If they're not literally running around like a chicken with a head cut, it's because they drank themselves into a coma. Okay?
Yeah.
Just saying. You're not going to do it. So talk to them now while things are a little quieter, and they'll probably be a bit more receptive to your queries.
Right.
But yeah, seriously, take some real time with your website and take some time with your social media.
Mm-hmm.
Now's a great time to write new Facebook posts. I'm making it one of my New Year's resolutions, and I hate the term New Year's resolution because I'm probably going to start it before New Year's just to give a middle finger to the idea, but it's an idea I've had for a while and want to implement, weekly Bernie Baxter posts.
Yeah.
Every Friday. I've chosen Friday as the day based upon all the traffic stats and everything I have.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be the best day. So every Friday, going to do a post on the Bernie Baxter Facebook page.
Yeah.
It might be something small. Might be asking your favorite Bernie Baxter memory. Might be sharing a photo of progress. Might mm-hmm. be a video of progress.
Yeah. I would love to actually do a teaser video series like we've talked about for years and never had the time to do.
Well, we might this year because we'll have the haunt done in January.
Exactly.
At least mostly done. And so, yeah, we had this idea for a teaser video series where we start. I was going to shoot for like August.
Yeah.
Drop the first teaser video, and then every 2 weeks or every week, drop the next chapter in the teaser. These are like short. We're talking like 30 seconds, a minute maybe.
Yeah.
Little teasers, and have it build all the way until October or until the opening announcement.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's going to be a lot. I think we're going to wind up doing that this year, but I want to do posts throughout the year.
Yeah.
Like I said, even if it's just asking people what their favorite memory is.
Right.
You know, when was the first time you came to us, et cetera. Because we've got people that have been coming for 14, 15 years.
We got people bringing their kids when they came as kids.
Oh, my God. I am way too young to have grandbaby Hondo. You know what I mean?
That's what it feels like.
It does. It feels like they're grandbabies because it's like, you were my first haunt 14 years ago. And now I'll make sure you're my little kid's first haunt.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so sweet, and I'm so sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
At the same time.
No.
Oh my God, but no. So I want to do those types of updates throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
This is something you can do right now. Facebook allows for posting to pages. Set it up, get it ready to go out, and just set up a calendar.
Yeah.
I may take a day mm-hmm. sometime coming up and get like through July.
Exactly.
Shouldn't be that hard. But yeah, focus on your online presence. We have a little bit of time left, actually. If we have any other tips you want to drop, any bonus ones, we end up tearing through that a lot faster than I anticipated.
Yeah, well, we had talked about watch your family members.
Oh, yeah.
And figure out if there are any things that they do that are just weird.
Now,
or creepy, because I've got some weird and creepy family members, unintentionally so.
I don't know. I think one, at least one of them, is pretty intentionally creepy.
I don't know.
I mean, he looks like a Bond villain.
He does.
Like, even without the eye patch, he would look like a Bond villain.
I know.
The eye patch just ties the Bond villain thing together.
It does. It does.
But yeah, I agree with that. The idea of watching your family members, these are people that, yeah, they're related to you or related to your partner or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's really good with the in-laws because, you know, you're more used to your family's tics and weirdness. Right. When you're with a stranger set, it gets even more interesting. But so you can watch for the tics and the mannerisms, and that can be something to incorporate into your acting or to speak to your actors about incorporating in their performances.
Yeah.
So you can do things like that. Also, look for costuming ideas.
Yeah.
What ugly crap are people wearing?
Yeah, what's Grandma and Grandpa wearing to the Christmas party?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can learn from your family about, you know, scaring the crap out of other people.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage it highly. Well, I think we'll go and wrap it up there. I think we've given them enough to think about and ponder and stress over during the holiday week and holiday weeks up ahead. So on that note, everyone, thank you very much for spending this past near hour with us. We greatly enjoyed having you. Hope that your holiday season is going super duper.
Super duper.
Crystal is trying not to laugh. I don't blame her. She's trying not to reward that joke. What the hell was I talking about?
You're wrapping this show up.
Yes, I was. But yes. This has been Haunt Weekly, episode 211, 7 things that you can do for your haunt right now, as we talk about ways that you can spend your holiday break productive with your haunting, no matter where you are or what you have with you, as long as you got a laptop.
Yeah.
This is Haunt Weekly, which can be found at hauntweekly.com or Haunt Weekly on Twitter, Haunt Weekly on Facebook, youtube.com/hauntweekly is our YouTube channel. All previous episodes are available there for easy listening. You can also find us on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher, among other wonderful podcast distributors. Until next time, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And next time, it's episode 212, random numbers, divisible by 4. That means it's time to do
the news.
We'll see you guys then.